loved the air, the heights of the mountains, and the hidden homes of my people. I love the blue of the sky, the warmth of the sun upon my wings as I spread them in joy. Gone now. Gone because of my cursed curiosity. My name is Raina, and I am the subject of mockery and gaping stares. I am nothing more than a freak to be viewed by commoners at one silver piece a look. It was not always so. The day I was taken, I'd flown too low, looking for the supplies I needed for my own magic. The supplies that could not survive in the soil on the mountains. I moved low and landed. I thought I was safe. And in a moment of my ignorance, my freedom was taken from me by men with nets and arrows. They captured me and put me in an animal's cage. My life became darkness. Clouds hid the sun from me. I was alone. I spent the next 8 months being moved from place to place. A sideshow attraction. See Ariel, the winged elf. Months of being poked by people, jeered at by rubes, and worse. Some nights, the handler would bring men to my cage. They would open the cage and have their way with me. I don't know what was worse, that these men took away my innocence, or that I liked it so much. I couldn't understand it. These men were violating my body, and it was the only thing about my experience that actually gave me pleasure. And gods forgive me, I wanted more. Every night, I dreamed about being rescued by my people, brought home to my place above this wretched place of dirt and filth and vice. If they would still accept me now.
You know, I imagine my night being much less interesting. I saw the posters, hearing about the entertainers coming to town. I could use a night of relaxation, one where I'm not waist-deep in monsters and undead and other ghastly things. My last partnership with some of the people from the Adventurers Guild resulted in enough gold to give me at least a few days' worth of rest after repairing my armor, weapons, and gear. What can I say? It's a living. I took some silver and went to go see the entertainers, see what they had to offer. They had the usual games of chance, acrobats, jugglers, fire breathers. It looked like they'd employed an illusionist or two, and a new addition, a sideshow. Now, normally, I don't like sideshows. They take people who are afflicted and turn them into attractions for the naive members of the city. I'm not that naive, and I find the concept deplorable. But today, I felt a need to remind myself why I should stay away from them. Who knows? Maybe the silver I pay for admission might actually see its way to taking care of the beings in the sideshow. Fortified by that hope, I made my way with the crowd towards the first exhibit. Well, the sideshow wasn't going to be a complete disappointment. Every creature in those cages was an illusion of the First Order. Good illusions, too. I had to use an enchanted monocle to look through the illusions. Couldn't just disbelieve them on my own. And they had some rather fantastic creatures, but all things considered, it was entertainment enough for a silver coin, and nobody was getting hurt. At least I got to the last cage. Ariel, the winged elf. The illusionist must have been particularly good because she looked beautiful, regal. Everything you'd expect from one of the legendary of Ariel. I stood there in the splendor of the illusion, then raised the monocle to my eye. Hesitant to dispel the sight. It took every ounce of self-restraint not to visibly react to what I truly saw. There was no splendor. Their hair was stringy, her body was dirty and thin, covered with a simple shift. She was elven, and her wings were real. She was a Variel. She looked like she hadn't eaten properly in weeks. This was monstrous. And the look in her eyes. She looked up at me and I felt an icicle push its way into my chest. I have to get her out of there. Tonight. As much as I would love to get her out right this second, there's far too many people around here to break her out on my own. Too many innocent people would get hurt. And I'm not a monster. I stop monsters.
Please, don't hurt me anymore.
Shh. I'm not going to hurt you. My name is Dargus. I'm going to set you free.
You're not one of them?
Shh. We need to be quiet.
Why should I trust you?
I mean you no harm. All I want is to set you free. All I ask is that you trust me until morning. That's all.
I don't know why I should, but I will. Anything to get free of this cage.
Give me a few moments. There. Now wait here. I'm going to make sure the guards won't stop us.
I've waited a year to escape. I can wait a few more moments. I don't trust him fully, but I can trust him long enough to get away. If he truly wanted what the others did, he wouldn't have left me in an unlocked cage. Months of being treated like someone's pet whore have made me much less trusting than I was before. But even in this darkness, I felt the first stirrings of hope. Even if it's false hope, better than none at all.
The way is clear, but it won't be for long. Come on. And be as quiet as temple mice. Very well, we're clear. We'll need to keep moving, but at least we can talk without worrying about being overheard.
Why did you save me when everyone else wanted me in chains?
Because it offended me, seeing you like that. I know of your kind, even though they're a little more than legend, and the thought of one of you treated like that, it was torturous having to wait until nightfall to release you.
And now that you've freed me, what are your plans for me?
Well, to be honest, my thoughts were so consumed with the idea of freeing you, I'd given little thought about what to do next. I fear I've let my emotions get the better of me. Again.
So, if I took wing and flew away, you would not stop me?
Well, no. Why would I?
It has been too long since I've flown. And I am hurt, dirty, and starving. If I would impose upon your kindness for a few more days, I would much rather take flight, knowing I won't pass out 1,000 feet in the air.
Of course. But we're going to need to find some place to hide while you recover in peace. I know of a place nearby that would work. There's a man named Garen Windspear who has a house close by. Well, close enough. He and his daughter Aetha left it behind after some people helped him regain his lands from a dragon. Perfect place to recover without worrying about prying eyes.
Very well. Lead on.
If you get tired, let me know and we'll rest.
The further we get away from that horrible place, the better. I wish I could have stayed long enough to deal with Bregar, my jailer, and the one who took advantage of me the most.
Wait. Big guy, about as wide as he is tall, uses a whip?
Yes.
Usually wears black and green, eye patch over the left eye?
Yes.
long, deep blade wound from left shoulder to the right side of his waist, covered with blood and gore?
No, he doesn't have that.
He does now.
Oh.
This way. We should be coming to a river soon, and you can get something to drink and wash yourself off, and we can refill our water skins.
Thank you. The sooner, the better.
I also brought something with me that might help.
Oh? A spell to clean me thoroughly?
Actually, no. I brought this.
What's that?
It's soap.
What's soap?
I'll explain on the way. Feeling any better?
I have to admit, the soap was effective. But I would have preferred magic. The soap made my skin burn and tingle.
The soap uses some sort of chemicals to make the soil easier to remove. Those chemicals sometimes are somewhat unforgiving. I hope you didn't find the use of it to be too uncomfortable.
Surprisingly, I didn't mind it so much. In fact, there was a relaxing quality to it. I've become used to enduring so much more pain than what the soap did. Perhaps I've built up some resistance to it.
Well, in any case, I've got the fire going, so you should dry faster. I hope the clothing is suitable.
Why are you so kind to me?
Well, you act as if kindness is foreign to you.
It has been. You see, my people think themselves above the cares of the world below. They see any weakness as a measure of showing a lack of worth. We are required by my culture to be perfect, unblemished, and anything that would threaten that terrifies my people. They shun anything less, telling themselves that only perfection is allowed. My treatment here has made me an outcast, since they would never abide my return. If someone asks you what is more painful than being the subject of hatred, be sure to tell them that indifference is worse. At least with hatred, there is some semblance of feeling. After my capture, I felt pain of a different kind. Pain resulting from desire. A desire to make one feel better by making another feel worse from carnal acts. And yet, as horrible as it was to feel trapped in that place, I still had the chance to see so much in others. The Avril scorn your people, but in your people, I have seen more pleasure and pain, happiness and sadness, love and hate, more in one day than I have viewed in my people for decades. The Avril do not scorn you because they think you lesser. They despise that which they cannot be.
I had no idea. I'm so sorry you lived like that.
I am not sorry. Everything that has happened has led me to you. The pain I have endured is nothing compared to what I feel now. I am free. Now in more ways than one. Freed from the chains of this world and my world. I cannot tell you how grateful I am, but I want to show you.
But...
Stop. No false protests. I know how I appear to you, and I know you have been deliberately avoiding looking at my full bosom, my silken flesh, the curves under my garments. I've spent a long time recognizing desire in others. And I see the same desire in your own eyes. Listen to me, Dargis. Your attention's welcome. With the Avril, I was a princess. With your people, I was a slave. With you, I am the woman I am free to choose to become. So do not let modesty and decorum deny me that which I want more than anything.
Reyna.
No evasions. No false modesty. The truth, and nothing else.
I cannot deny that I desire you, Rena. The only question I have is, are you sure of this? This cannot be a love that doesn't survive the dawn. My life is not safe. Joining me means being in peril. I go places where others fear, and your best hope is to either join me in a life that could mean your death tomorrow, or staying in a home where you'll be safe, but where I won't be very often.
I would rather live with you for a week than live without you for 1,000 lifetimes. And I am by no means helpless. I am no frail creature. I survive the chains and the assaults of 1,000 men. If you seek to test my resolve, Dargis, you will not find me afraid. Now take off those garments. I want you. Now. Here. Or never again. Yes. Let me view you. See the measure of... Oh. Erdrefiana. You have been so cruel to hide this from me. Let me touch it. Or I may die of wanting. Yes. So warm. So firm. Not like those pitiful creatures I was forced to service. I must. Oh, the scent. Surely you have put a spell upon me.
God,
receive the reward, do you?
Yes. Gods above, yes.
I cannot wait until you have regained your strength so I can... Oh, how are you still... Oh, get on your back.
No. Get on your hands and knees.
Yes. Take me, my champion. I... Oh, it hurts. Yes. Do it. Fuck me.
Is this what you want? To be ravaged? Taken? Plundered?
Yes. Yes. I want to be your slut.
Little Avariel slut. My winged whore.
Oh, yes. Yes. Use me. Fuck me. Make me yours. Well, I make you mine. Goddess. Yes. Oh, shove it in me.
touches you, but me, my little fuck toy.
Yes. And no other woman will touch you. Oh, they can never touch you. You are mine. My hero. My champion. And I want your cock in me. All of me. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Goddess, yes. Oh, darkness. Yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, 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 yes, yes, oh, so good, oh, yes, yes, oh, 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 what are you doing to my ass?
Slut like you needs something in there, don't you? First, one finger.
Yes, yes, fuck my ass. Oh, I need you in me.
And now, two fingers.
Oh, goddess, you're going to kill me. Do it. Do it.
Yes.
Yes, I'm coming. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, feel me so well. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes, I'm coming again. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, darkness. Oh, fill me. Mark me. Oh, claim me as I claim you. Oh. 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 Yes. So to speak.
Really?
If you think I'm going to go without that thing in me for more than a day, you have been hit with a feeble mind spell.
It's going to be dangerous.
I don't care. You and me, together. You watch my back, I watch yours. And at night, you can fuck my body, and I'll fuck yours.
I want you, Reyna. Forever.
Well, I'm not going to be stuck with you for that long. We'll talk about that in a few thousand years or so.
I love you, Reyna.
I don't know what love is, Dargus.
I'll teach you.
You better.
We'll reach the inn soon. The Unicorn's Horn. Just a few more hours' ride.
We would be there sooner if I didn't keep falling off the horse. Flying is easier than riding.
Give it time. Besides, I know the people that meet there. We'll be able to find a few adventuring companions soon. Yeah, there's a few towns east of us that have been dealing with raids from hobgoblins and gnolls. Organized raids, too. Sounds like trouble. Are you going to be up for that?
Oh, I think I'll be able to manage. It's been a while since I last used magic. And those shackles may have denied me my magic, but it hasn't been that long. And I have a few years worth of frustration to express.
You do know that Avariel are rare here, and there will be times when you might regret being here.
Why should I be worried? I have you to protect me, my champion.
Always. My little winged slut.
Only for you, Dargus. Only for you.